With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police in Maine are telling the Associated Press that 40-year-old Robert Card, the main suspect in the mass shooting on Wednesday that killed 18 people and wounded 13 in Lewiston, Maine, has been found dead. Sources say the suspect was found dead of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two law enforcement officials say authorities found an apparent suicide note in a home associated with suspect Robert Card on Thursday. They said his cell phone was also found there. Police lifted a shelter-in-place order Friday evening and released the names of the 18 people who had been killed. There were 16 males and two females ranging in age from 14 to 76. Again, repeating the news from Maine this evening, Robert Card, suspected of shooting and killing 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, has been found dead. Former President Trump is set to testify a week from Monday in the civil business fraud case against him. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The upcoming schedule in Trump's civil fraud trial has been released, and the former president will testify on November 6th. He'll be following testimony from his three eldest children. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka also must take the stand. The suit alleges that Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. He denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion of the besieged territory. Internet and phone services collapsed Friday in Gaza under the intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League reverses course again.
Last year, it was all in on the LGBT agenda with pride nights at the arenas and compulsory rainbow uniforms and equipment. But some players and teams staged a rebellion, prompting the league to outlaw all gay promotions. That sparked complaints from LGBT pressure groups. And so the NHL has introduced a compromise position. Any player wishing to wear pride gear can do so, but nobody is going to be forced to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. is currently experiencing one of the most significant waves of anti-Semitism that it's ever seen. Jewish and civil rights organizations in this country are reporting a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents involving the Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Defamation League says attacks on Jews tripled in comparison to the same time last year. More recently, progressive and left-leaning movements have become linked to anti-Semitic practices. SRN News. Not a typical dining experience this week in Wisconsin.
People go to Noodles and Company to save a buck, not to have one interrupt their meal. But that's what happened in Beloit when a deer crashed through a window, charged into the restaurant at lunchtime, prompting diners to scatter like crazy. The animal explored the dining area, then the kitchen, and finally ran out a back door that had been opened by an employee. No one was hurt. The restaurant has reopened following a very deep cleaning. Jason Walker reporting.
Richard Mall, a character actor who found lasting fame as an eccentric but gentle giant bailiff on the original sitcom Night Court, has died. He was 80. Mall died Thursday at his home in Big Bear, California, according to publicist Jeff Sanderson. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.